Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. In the light of day, more damage is being assessed. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn reports that two witnesses spotted tornadoes in Morristown, where 12 homes are uninhabitable. Moving on from there, barns, poles, sheds, and more are damaged all over the county. On Roberts Lake, boats and lifts are strewn everywhere. And in fact, the Rice County Highway Department has closed County Road 11, Roberts Lake Boulevard, from 180th Street West to 172nd. Residents in the area do not have access in or out. Downed power lines and tangled in large trees have to be cleared before this road can be reopened. They currently do not have an estimated timeline from the utility company. Rice County Road 8, 130th Street East that travels east and west, and Dundas Boulevard that travels north and south are barricaded due to power lines and power poles laying in the roadway. Highway staff will be securing the temporary traffic control devices set out last night and assessing related debris cleanup. This comes from Rice County Administrator Sarah Folstead. She warns, please don't drive around barricaded roads. Cannon Falls to Faribault, Dundas, and Northfield to Nerstrand sustained major damage. Incredibly, there are no serious injuries reported. In Bridgewater Township last night, twin sisters Rachel and Naomi Meisler were headed home near 124th Court off County Road 20 when they got caught in the storm. They were traveling down Highway 3 near Menards when power went out throughout Dundas, trying to find a place to take shelter.
So we pulled in the neighborhood, thought we were okay, saw a branch, we're like, okay, then wind started blowing, and my
sister's
statement.
Less than a block from home, like,
yeah.
Was literally, Rachel, there's a tree falling! And then it sat there, and we're like, all right, we stay safe from the wind, the tree's blocking us. Just kidding, the windshield's
going.
Well,
we tried to get out. We tried to get out, and then we couldn't. So we're like, when all the windshield's imploding, dive out the back door.
The back door is fine, and ran to a neighbor's house and stayed there and safe.
After the storm passed, neighbors immediately started coming out and cutting branches to get to the car. The entire neighborhood suffered major tree damage. One home alone lost at least a dozen large trees. Some homes reported damage. The Red Barn Farm lost the barn, but their home is okay. Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson suffered heavy damage at his place, losing his barn and half his grove. Fargay's Farms, he said, is leveled. He called for patience as XL works to restore power and crews will be out removing debris. Northfield City Administrator Ben Mardig said,
we have about five different streets that are blocked with power lines. All the rest of them are cleared out with two-way traffic, with the exception of some that, because of the power lines being wrapped in with them, we can't get in with our crews, so we need XL Energy.
He said there's also still some wind out there, and with weakened trees, they may still come down yet, so use extreme caution. Mardig said the southeast side of Northfield was hit hardest. He added that it's going to take at least a month to get everything cleared up here. They'll look to outside help. As for formal volunteer efforts, there really aren't any because of the type of damage. It's not like flooding. This is something that we're not used to. Northfielders wanting to place a damage report can call 507-663-9483. School was called off for Cannon Falls and Northfield after Superintendent Matt Hellman apprised of the extent of blocked roads. At this point, neighbors, volunteers, and crews are continuing to clear areas. In Faribault, the airport suffered significant damage. Cannon Falls was asking people not to travel, and Morristown instituted a curfew from 10 last night till 6:30 this morning. From Farmington to Faribault, Cannon Falls to Waterville, thousands still remain without electricity. One final comment from the twin sisters after they escaped the tree in their car.
Came out of the neighbor's driveway, turned around, and there was a rainbow.
Yes.
So we are 100% counting our blessings, and so thankful for that little bright light.
And the Northfield Historical Society's cemetery stories cannot be held at the Northfield Cemetery tomorrow evening. However, it will be held at the museum. More details to follow. News from around the state is next.